Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com, where the orchard of wisdom is just ready for picking. We celebrate your why, the journey that you've taken that inspires someone else. We support your services. We support your story. Come and be our guest. Become a host. Be an author with us. Come see what we've got. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sara's View of Life. I'm your host, Sara Troy. I decided to do a show this week on core values. Many people ask me, what does Self-Discovery Radio TV stand for? Is it a spiritual station, political station, health station? What is it all about? And I say it's about everything, because everything is about our core values. So the only way I can share this is to share my core values, because it is that of Self-Discovery Radio TV. I believe in humanity when we invest in each other. I believe that we all have an enormous potential to be awesome. I believe that when we step into our beingness, our meaningful purpose, we really can make a difference in the world. And I believe that it is up to us in order to live a beautiful, fruitful life. But through the stories of others, through the skills and the expertise and the passion and conviction of others, we can help each other find that awesomeness. So the bottom line, Self-Discovery Radio TV is about caring, kindness, self-love, in order to show love, to be love, to invite love. I don't care if it's about politics or about health, about spirituality, about God, about egoism, children, I have addictions, mental health, music. It's about everything. When you meet people, are you just a one-dimensional topic? I am my job, or I am a wife or a husband, or I am this, I am that. No, you are diverse. There is so much more to you. There is so much of you. But we're inclined to talk from a one-dimensional self instead of embracing the whole of ourselves. When you connect with the whole of yourself, it is the whole of yourself that you're sharing. So when people say to me, what do you represent? What does your network represent? It is self-love. In order to show love, in order to ignite love with others. Now, how do you get to that self-love? I know it's a journey. I know it's an uphill sometimes. I know that it's very hard to care for yourself. And sometimes it's easier to care for others. Put others first. Do for them. Shower them with all the care and love that you cannot do for yourself. But loving yourself is a priority. Caring for yourself, being kind to you, is essential, because until you are immersed in that self-love, self-kindness, self-caring, self-worth, you're never going to be able to actually truly give all that you have to give. If you're not living from that core value of self, then what you are sharing with the world is your disconnect, maybe your discontent, your confusion, your anxiety, your fear, your hate. So stepping into that self and loving kindness of being, and loving kindness of who you really are, without apology, without any judgment, especially self-judgment, without any fear of what other people think of you. I guarantee you, there will always be somebody out there that thinks they know you better, or will tell you how to live your life in a way that they think you're doing it wrong. Now, we can encourage one another. We can support one another. But we can't help one another until we learn to listen to one another. There is a reason why we do the things we do. Are they right or are they wrong? We don't know until we converse. And when we converse openly, honestly, and without fear with each other, without fear of judgment, reprisal, or damnation, when we actually open up, we learn to listen to ourselves through speaking to others. We learn from the feedback of others that it isn't in judgment, it's in caring of what they share with you. We can take it in, and if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it doesn't resonate with you right now, it might later, it might never resonate. But you see, that communication that we seek and we're dying to have with other people, we need to have with ourselves. Take a good long talk with your mirror. No, it's not being vain, it's being honest. It's very hard to pull the wool over your own eyes. It's very hard to really look into your eyes and lie. You can only fool yourself for so long before yourself is tapping you on the shoulder and going, really? Do you really buy that? Now, I'm not talking from a hierarchy that I've always been up here. Believe me, it's been a lifelong struggle to get to this point where I'm happy being me. I've stepped into my self-love. I don't make any apologies for who I am. I'm beautifully flawed, and everything that I've had to face in life has defined who I am today. I am a cracked porcelain doll. I have no longer wish to be smashed or crashed or shattered anymore in my life. So I have learned how to protect myself, but that doesn't mean I've closed myself off. It means that my vibration resonates at a certain level. If you wish to come dance with me, let's dance to that frequency. If you wish to suck the energy out of me, I'm not available. And if you wish to harm me in any way, my own frequency, my own vibration will protect me. That's as simple as it is. I've stepped into my own loving vibration. And it's there vibrating in frequency, just like you see when you're looking at an old-fashioned speaker, you'll see the thing is shivering and shaking to the music. Well, that's the vibration I'm resonating on. If you're coming on trying to do a high pitch or drag it down low, it's not going to happen. And that's because I took the time and I took the journey to discover my own self-love. What were my own core values? What did I believe in? What did I stand by? How did I want to project myself? How easy was it for me to be swayed from who I really was? And for a long time, it was easy because I felt the only way to validate me was to be what everybody wanted me to be. That didn't work. It left me confused. It left them confused. They were under the illusion I was that, and I could not be what they wanted me to be because I am me, and I was denying me, me. While you're busy chasing around, trying to be everything everybody wants to be, you are denying who you really are and what you're really here to do. The more you step into that loving kindness and self-love, the more you actually understand that love in a meaningful purpose, in other words, in an action that is your calling, is what you're here for. It was a very long journey for me to discover my path. I've been a spiritual counselor all my life, been a restaurateur, I've owned my own dress shop, I've been a nanny, I have been model, I've been in the movies, I've done a lot. And every single one of those things was like an ingredient in my stew. But it's only when I came across doing the podcasting that I really truly discovered my voice, because I learned about me along the way. I opened up, and although I could articulate what I needed to do, what I couldn't do was connect to it. And it's only through listening to others and their stories, their challenges, their abilities to connect with that self-love, did I find my journey back to myself, to ignite my heart and soul, my meaningful purpose. I'm living that now. As somebody beautifully pointed out to me the other day, Sara, you don't need to start a charity. What you're doing with sharing this information is already the giving back. And that's very nice of him to acknowledge it that way, though I'm always wanting to do more, always wanting to expand more, to reach more. When you have a library like we do here at selfdiscoveryradiotv.com, a library, an orchard of wisdom, as I call it, of people who have taken a lifelong journey to where they are now, where they are able to help you by inspiration and invitation and tools and wisdom that you're looking for. That is just so beautifully abundant, because we learn from other people. We learn about ourselves from other people. We also learn about ourselves when we are proactive, when we decide to take the journey, walk forward, not deny ourselves. I cannot say I've always liked myself. Boy, I didn't. But I always had that soul protection that whenever it got too close to self-loathing or other people wanting to harm me, my soul and my spirit would come to protect me. My heart would be given to everyone. It would be abused and thrown back in my face, but my soul and my spirit would protect me and help my heart heal. You see, my soul and my spirit never really been in question. I've always been a spiritual person. My connection was to my heart and to my expectation of self, of what I was here to do on this planet. And it's through the journey that I discovered that, and that I am now living in honesty and openness and without any apology. That is what the philosophy and that is what the core value is of the network, is from self-love, from the value of self, from my heart, my soul, my spirit, and my mind, I bring to you people I know that can make a difference in your life. So I interview people that can make a difference in the lives of others. I interview people who have had the redirect, and through that redirect and working through the process, have come out the other end to understand their meaningful purpose, and in that beautiful wisdom, knowledge, and skills, are now here to help you on your journey with that knowledge. That's the philosophy. I don't care what subject we're talking about. We never come at it from hate. We discuss hate and fear. We discuss it in a way of how it cripples us, but we never come from that. This is the problem as we see it. But what's the solution? How do we feed the solution? How do we feed the positivity? How do we feed what is possible that we can do to create opportunities that embedder us as a humanity? I think humanity sells itself short. All this loathing and hating and bitterness and egoism and one-upmanship and I'm more important and all that stuff is all insecurity. And that when you do step into yourself, liking who you are, why you are, what you stand for, you don't need any of that. You are home. Your vessel, your heart, your soul, your spirit is your home. Your mind will know what to do with that when you ignite your heart, soul, and spirit into being. When you're here, you're now working from that core philosophy of what you want to stand for, what you want to be. I always say in business, it's not what your business does. It's who are you in your business? Because if I don't like you, why do I want to do business with you? It's as with everything in life. You cannot have different faces for different things. You can wear different hats. And the hats are, I'm in this knowledge right now. I'm in that knowledge right now that's pertaining to the subject. But the core of who you are and what you stand for must always be the same. Always be the same. Because if not, what face are you presenting? So many faces build about distrust. Also, how do they communicate with you? Which face are they communicating with? Can they trust you? All of that. So it's when we bring all our faces into one, our beautiful multiple layers, but people can see us from the inside out. They can feel the resonance of you, of who you are, what you stand for. Your energy, your passion, your compassion is what will drive people to you. Now they want to know who you are, what you're doing in the world, and whether they can join you or whether they can be a part of it. So, your core value, what is it? It's not about what you give, you know, the charity, the foundation, this and that. It's what you, yourself, stand for. Who are you at the very core of you? Who are you from the soul, from the heart, from the spirit? How are people resonating with you? Because are you in your beingness, in your truth? I will, for as long as I am doing this, bring you my core value to every show I do. Now, not every single show is going to be 100% from a core value, because some people are still in discovery of that. They're still in discovery of what everything means to them, but they're on the right path. And we celebrate people not just when they've got there, but on their journey as well. Other people have got there, and you feel it. You feel it as they speak that honey, that nectar, that abundance that comes from them just penetrates right into you. But it won't do that unless you're willing to be open to receive. And that is without the conditioning, without the fear, without the judgment, and without the hate. You see, at the core of it, we're all saying the same thing. We're all looking for the same thing. We wish to count in the world. We wish to know our voice stands for something. We wish to know that we're seen, we're heard, that we are contributors, that we will be remembered for something, that we are liked and loved and valued. That's, we're all looking for that. I don't care who you are, from where you are, what color, sex, or anything else you are. Fundamentally, that is the core of human nature. It's not how rich you are or how important you are. Those are very, very, very empty places. And there's very few rich people that do rich well. And if they do rich well, they're generally giving a great deal away and seeding opportunities for other people because they understand it's about keeping the circle going. They've reached abundance. They only need so much of it. Reseed opportunities of abundance for others to follow. So, what is your core value? What do you stand for? Who are you from the inside out? Life is an inside out job, coming from the very core of you. Have you made peace with yourself? Have you discovered yourself? Have you allowed yourself to be? Are you still living from a mind expectation, or have you united with your heart, soul, and spirit and living in that truth where your mind knows what it needs to know when it needs to know it? I'm very proud of what I've built here for the last 6 years. I'm very proud of who I've become. This isn't an ego pride. This is a soul pride, a heart pride. I know that I stand for love, for kindness, for caring, for celebration of who we can be. I'm also a pusher and a prodder of who we can be. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to put that spotlight on you because I believe that you can step into you. And when you do, you'll actually understand what it is I was saying. So I'm an advocate for you. I don't believe in activism per se. I call it actionism. And I believe that every single one of us has a light within inside of us begging to come out, begging to shine through us. If we can let go of the insecurity, if we can let go of the ego, let go of the fear, and understand a meaningful purpose, stepping into something that serves humanity from a place of love, of kindness, of caring, will serve not only you, but everyone around you, and ricochet out on a ripple effect that will be profound. So, take the journey. Don't be afraid. The core of you is waiting. Don't think it. Feel it. Feel the knowledge and the wisdom from the heart, soul, and spirit. That wisdom, that intellect, that brain that's in your spirit, heart, and soul is far greater than the one in your head. The head is a data one. When you come from the heart, soul, and spirit, you actually understand the knowledge because now it's wisdom and you know how to use it. So please, take that deep breath. Let all those expectations go. Let them all go, even the ones you have in yourself. And allow yourself to be the fluidity of your beingness because that's who you are and you are beautiful and we need you. So until next time, folks, I wish you the self-discovery of your core and may it shine bright upon us all. Until next time, bye for now. For more wonderful shows like this, please go to selfdiscoveryradio.com, podcasts, and see our lineup. And if you wish to support us, we have a funded button. Please stay tuned for our next show.